Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 556, Playtime and Why You Need It, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and a happy Labor Day to you if you're in the United States. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. Kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. I think my cats are in tune with holidays and birthdays. One of my cats wished me a happy Labor Day this morning by puking on the couch. And it's funny because, you know, my birthday was a couple of weeks ago, and my other cat wished me a very happy birthday by puking on the couch. I guess that's how they show me their love and celebratory spirit. All right, with that thought in your mind, let's get right to today's post from regular contributor Nia Shanks and start optimizing your life. Playtime and Why You Need It, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. I'm all for training and not quote-unquote working out or exercising, but sometimes I would rather play than train. This post is a spinoff from Have a Fun Workout and Have a Fun Workout Part 2, but I definitely think it's something that practically everyone can benefit from, especially adults. Now, don't just dismiss this as being childish or not the least bit beneficial to you. Listen on and keep an open mind. The benefits of playing. 1. Build and strengthen relationships. Whenever you engage in some sort of playing activity with other people, you will undoubtedly strengthen relationships. Some people have a training partner or train in a badass gym to where they get this amazing camaraderie. Other individuals, such as myself, train at home or in a commercial gym where everyone else is either curling in the squat rack or treading along in the elliptical machine. Since the majority of the time I train solo, including playful activities is a plus. If you train solo, then you could definitely benefit from including playful activities with other people, whether it's your children, family members, and or friends. 2, it's not another chore that must be done. I absolutely love hill sprints, but sometimes it could feel like a chore when I'm already training hard 3 to 4 days per week. My main training priority is lifting heavy weights, so sometimes conditioning work like hill sprints feels like something else I have to do. This actually happened to me last month. I had been running sprints a couple of days a week for a few months, and it was starting to feel like a chore. My enthusiasm for sprinting started to wane, and that started to spill over into my weightlifting as well. I knew it was time for a change. Playing isn't a chore. It's just fun. 3, it doesn't exhaust your willpower. Dan John talked about willpower in his awesome book, Never Let Go, A Philosophy of Lifting, Living, and Learning. I cannot recommend this book highly enough. If you haven't read it, you really need to add this to your list. He compared willpower to a can of shaving cream and how each day we are constantly using our willpower on things like cooking, cleaning, going to work, taking care of the kids, etc. on a daily basis. At the end of the day, when you've taken care of the have-tos in life, things like training can become tough to stick with. This is why I am a big fan of increasing the amount of play in our lives. Instead of having to run hill sprints, do something fun like go for a hike with your friends or family members. Turn a have-to into a want-to and save your willpower for something else, like eating nutritious foods. 4. It's fun, and because of that simple fact, you'll be more likely to keep repeating the activity consistently. Face it, if something is enjoyable, you'll be more likely to repeat that activity. If traditional conditioning work, such as hill sprints, isn't your idea of a good time, try to do something else, like join in on a pickup game of basketball or something similar. You'll reap some of the same health benefits, but you'll enjoy yourself in the process and maybe even make some new friends. 5. Sometimes there are more important things that can be done than making a scheduled trip to the gym or park. Sometimes it's better to engage in an impromptu play session with your friends or family. This is something I reminded myself of recently, and that's one of the main reasons I started to play more instead of doing things like sprints. I am definitely one for discipline when it comes to lifting weights, but when it comes to conditioning work, I don't mind changing things up and doing something else, especially if other people get to join in on the fun and benefit from the activity. For example, if I can't recruit a friend to join me on hill sprints, they may be much more willing to go for a hike or play a game of racquetball. By opting for a game of racquetball instead of my scheduled hill sprints, not only do I get to have fun and strengthen a relationship, but I recruit someone else to participate in a physical activity. It's a win-win. In the past, I have been very, very strict with following my training program. It didn't matter what was going on around me, I made very sure I did what was laid out in the program. Even if that meant missing out on something else with friends and family, I just thought it was a sacrifice I had to make. Please note, I'm referring more to conditioning work and not weightlifting. There are definitely times when those sacrifices are necessary, but if they're constantly causing me to miss out on bigger and better opportunities to enjoy life and strengthen relationships, then I know I need to reevaluate my priorities. Training programs must be flexible and allow for the constant changes of daily life. If your strength training sessions don't allow for much time with other people, you may want to think about adopting some time crunch workouts. What you can do now. What can you do with this information, and how can you apply it to your life? 1. Make a serious effort to play more. As an example, I recently traded in my hill sprinting cleats for a racquetball racket and some hiking shoes. In the near future, I hope to strap on my rock climbing shoes and do some bouldering once again. Maybe you can try something similar. Instead of doing your normal conditioning workout, grab a friend and go do something playful instead. 2. Try something new. Bust out a map or look online for some activities to do in your area. One of my favorite things to do is explore local state parks and go for a nice hike, especially in the fall. If you try something out of your comfort zone, you may be surprised with your experience. You may discover a new hobby and make some great new friends in the process. 3. Do something you once loved. Oftentimes as we get older, we stop doing things we once loved. As a personal example, I used to spend hours a day rollerblading, jumping ramps and grinding rails, etc. I absolutely loved it. It's time I strap on my skates and start doing it again. However, this time I should wear a helmet. Is there something you loved doing a few years ago that you haven't done since? Start doing it again, even if it's at a much lower level of intensity. Rekindle that passion and start having fun again. 4. Recruit some friends and family members. The more the merrier as far as I'm concerned. Set a weekend date to explore a local park or try something different and new. Get others to join in on the fun. And 5, do something awesome. Time flies and life is short. Make the most of what you have and do something awesome with the ones you love. Get out of your comfort zone and try something new. I hope you have found this information helpful. I'm just speaking from personal experience because sometimes I allow things like conditioning work, hill sprints, to take priority over things that are more important in life. I'm not encouraging you to stop doing traditional conditioning or strength training. I'm just trying to encourage you to play more, whether the playful activities are in addition to your current training or whether you substitute some conditioning work with something more enjoyable. If you have found that your training program is stressful or causes you to miss out on more important things, then it's time to reevaluate. It could be time to follow a simple training program that is flexible and allows you to get in and out of the gym in minimum time. Bottom line, it's entirely possible to keep your training program simple, stress-free, and flexible while attaining great results. Make sure your current training program allows you ample time to play, have fun, and make the most of life. Playing is good, and we simply need to do it more often. You just listened to the post titled "Playtime and Why You Need It" by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. It's so funny because the other day, I happened to have a conversation with friends about how I really don't enjoy hiking all that much. I know, it sounds crazy. You must think, wow, he must not like nature or something. No, I love nature, but I would rather spend my time in the gym. I like being a gym rat for some reason. I like that environment. And sometimes a hike doesn't get me to that level of euphoria that I often get when I'm done with a great workout session. And so when I'm in the gym, I can control the intensity. I can control how much weight I'm lifting or how long I'm jogging or biking for. But when I hike with friends or family, well, I'm kind of at the mercy of the group. And if I was standing in front of you right now as I was saying this, you'd probably be giving me the same funny look I got from my friends. But as Nia mentioned, it is all about balance. I don't want to sacrifice time with family and friends because I need to head to the gym. So what I've done is a different version of playtime. I actually have set days on the weekends or even during the week where I get together with friends or family, and we actually have things like game night or play night. With my friends, we have a standing trivia night where every Tuesday evening, we go to a different restaurant and we play their trivia games. Not to brag, but we won last time. We were in first place. Anyways, and then on weekends, we often have like a family game night or something similar. So I do play, but it's just in a different form. I want to be sure I don't neglect friends or family because of the workouts I want to do. And so I make time in other ways. All right, now don't forget, we have 4 other podcasts where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. To subscribe to those, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being here every day. Have a wonderful start to your week, a nice holiday if you're in the States, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.